From NPR News in Washington, D.C., I'm Leanne Hansen with special coverage. Earlier today, in Tikrit, Iraq, former Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein was taken into custody by U.S.-led coalition forces. At a news conference in Baghdad earlier today, U.S. Administrator L. Paul Bremer confirmed the news.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got him. Saddam Hussein was captured Saturday, December 13th at about 8:30 p.m. local in a cellar in the town of Adwar, which is about 15 kilometers south of Tikrit. I want to say a few words to the people of Iraq. This is a great day in Iraq's history. For decades, hundreds of thousands of you suffered at the hands of this cruel man. For decades, Saddam Hussein divided you citizens against each other. For decades, he threatened and attacked your neighbors. Those days are over forever. Now it is time to look to the future, to your future of hope, to a future of reconciliation. Iraq's future, your future, has never been more full of hope. The tyrant is a prisoner. The economy is moving forward. You have before you the prospect of a sovereign government in a few months. With the arrest of Saddam Hussein, there is a new opportunity for the members of the former regime, whether military or civilian, to end their bitter opposition. Let them now come forward in a spirit of reconciliation and hope, lay down their arms, and join you, their fellow citizens, in the task of building the new Iraq. Now is the time for all Iraqis, Arabs and Kurds, Sunnis, Shia, Christian, and Turkmen, to build a prosperous, democratic Iraq at peace with itself and with its neighbors.
U.S. Administrator in Iraq L. Paul Bremer at a news conference this morning announcing the capture of Saddam Hussein. He was joined at the press conference by Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez.
Today is a great day for the Iraqi people and for the coalition. Last night, at approximately 8 p.m. local, forces from the 4th Infantry Division, commanded by Major General Ray Odierno, together with coalition special operations forces, conducted Operation Red Dawn to capture the former Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein. This was done during a cordon and search operation at a remote farmhouse near the city of Tikrit. There were no injuries, and in fact, not a single shot was fired. Saddam Hussein, the captive, has been talkative and is being cooperative. At this time, I would like to provide you with a brief overview of the operation that led to his capture. For orientation purposes, this is a general map of the region showing western Iraq, the location of the city of Tikrit, and the location of the town of Adwar in the vicinity of which Saddam Hussein was captured. For the last several months, a combination of human intelligence tips, exceptional intelligence analytical efforts, and detainee interrogations narrowed down the activities of Saddam Hussein. This effort led us to conduct this raid last night on this rural farmhouse where we apprehended Saddam. At about 10:50 hours yesterday, we received intelligence on the possible whereabouts of Saddam Hussein. Two likely locations were identified near the town of Adwar. And for operational purposes, these locations were identified as Wolverine 1 and Wolverine 2. The 1st Brigade Combat Team from the 4th Infantry Division was assigned the mission to kill or capture Saddam Hussein. The forces involved, approximately 600 soldiers from the Raider Brigade, the 1st Brigade Combat Team of the 4th, led by Colonel Jim Hickey. The force included cavalry, engineers, artillery, aviation, and special operations forces. At about 1800 hours last night, under the cover of darkness and with lightning speed, the Raider Brigade's forces were positioned and began movement toward the objectives northwest of Adwar. At about 2000 hours, coalition forces assaulted the two objectives, but initially did not find the target. As a result, the 1st Brigade Combat Team elected to cordon the area and begin an intensive search. Coalition forces subsequently found a suspicious location to the northwest of Wolverine 2. The area is a small walled compound with a metal lean-to structure, a mud hut, and during the search, a spider hole was detected. The spider hole's entrance was camouflaged with bricks and dirt. After uncovering the spider hole, a search was conducted and Saddam Hussein was found hiding at the bottom of the hole. The spider hole is about 6 to 8 feet deep and allows enough space for a person to lie down inside of it. Saddam was captured without resistance. At about 21:15 hours last night, Saddam Hussein was moved to a secure area and a further search of the hole and surrounding area was conducted. Results from the raid include confiscation of two AK-47s, a pistol, $750,000 U.S. dollars in $100 denominations, and a white and orange taxi. Two other Iraqis affiliated with Saddam Hussein were also detained. Saddam Hussein is currently under coalition custody and at an undisclosed location.
Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez at a news conference in Baghdad this morning, giving the circumstances of the capture and arrest of the former Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein.